Mr. Brady, the economy continues to top the news stories across the board, but are people getting the good news that's coming out?
No, I don't think so. We seem intent to talk ourselves into a recession, but the numbers are surprisingly good this week. It shows the economy is growing about half a percentage point last quarter, just like it did the quarter before. That's far better than the experts predicted. Unemployment rate actually went down to 5%, which again, the experts didn't expect. The good news is what's really saving our bacon is that America is really selling a lot of our products around the world. We always know we can compete if we get a level playing field, but here in the last couple of years, we're just selling a lot of what we produce, and Texas is the best in the nation. No one sells or ships more around the world than we do, and it's one of the reasons I think that Texas's unemployment is very low, about 4%. Our economy is much stronger than the rest of the country, and we're creating 300,000 jobs a year in our state. So as long as the rest of the country doesn't talk itself into bad economic times, I think we still have a downturn, no question, but I think we can work our way out of it faster than people believe.
Looking at the unemployment numbers, those are staggeringly good considering what we've been told.
And I think what it is that the national media, and I think just politicians just love to put the worst spin on things when we've been doing town hall meetings and roundtables on our economy in East and Southeast Texas, and we're finding a different story. So, and the biggest worry locally is that people will put off decisions because of what they're hearing out of Washington or New York, which really would hold us back.
And in terms of growing the businesses in South Texas, it seems like every day you hear about more jobs being added, a new business moving in, and the population explosion in the Southeast Texas area.
When we do roundtables like the ones we've done the last 3 weeks, what our community leaders, our banks, our realtors, others tell us is that, yeah, the home building is down in Southeast Texas, but truth is we have a shortage. We need workers, especially in the energy and healthcare industries. We actually need more housing in certain areas. There's a huge shortage of it, and so and our foreclosures are nearly non-existent, and so we're just in a much better position, and we've got an opportunity to grow even faster.
One of the things you've done is try and increase tourism to the East Texas, Southeast Texas area with a new plan for ecotourism. And let's face it, ecotourism is the fastest growing segment of the tourism industry.
It really is, and now it's the third largest activity in tourism. Travelers come from not just around the country, but around the world for environmental tourism. And we've got this jewel in Texas, the Big Thicket, which I think may be the best kept secret in America. It is the ecological crossroads of about seven different ecologies. And today, I'm convinced that with the right vision and working together, we can turn the Big Thicket into one of the premier ecotourism attractions in all the southern United States. We've introduced legislation that connects the Big Thicket better, allows us to expand it so that not only do we preserve the scientific value of it, but we make it more common sense as an attraction. And then the bill also funds three family-friendly tourism attractions that we think will draw people to the Big Thicket. One of them is an elevated canopy walk that goes throughout the trees so visitors can have a bird's eye view of the preserve, elevated boardwalk so you can see it the way our settlers in Texas originally experienced the Big Thicket. GPS guided canoe and kayak trails so you and your family can go deep into the rivers and the waters of the Big Thicket. It's really an amazing experience. But we're also hopeful that communities and counties around East Texas will be creative, develop their own attraction, their own front door to the Big Thicket, because I'm convinced that while we have 90,000 visitors a year to the Big Thicket, most of whom just drive in and drive out, I'm convinced we can attract 1 million visitors a year, families who stay 4 or 5 days, and not only take away wonderful memories of the Big Thicket, but leave behind their dollars in our shops, in restaurants, and hotels. We ought to be supplementing our economy with the tourist economy because those are real dollars. They create good jobs and they create more of a tax base to help fund the future of the region. So I'm very excited about it.
To make this vision happen, though, the Big Thicket needs to be a little more connected than it is now. But the concerns that people have about eminent domain and the government coming in and taking their land away are a little overreaching at this point, aren't they?
It is, and I'm a big believer in private property rights. So in my legislation, we do things differently. Anyone who wants to be part of this expansion, great. But if you don't, there's two safeguards. One is that the National Park Service can only accept land that's donated to them or that is sold to them. So if the landowner wants to be part of it, great. If they don't, they don't have to. Secondly, I made sure that every landowner with a simple letter can just opt out of the expansion, can just say, look, I want to keep things as they are. And I think it's important that as we expand the Big Thicket and make it a tourist attraction, that we respect the rights of landowners. And so I've gone way out of my way to make sure that that's done and done the right way.
And hopefully in the end, everybody benefits, those who keep their land and those who make it part of the Big Thicket.
Absolutely. And what we're doing today, we just introduced the legislation, and now we've started to reach out to the communities and counties around the Big Thicket to talk about the potential of tourism in our region and their role in it, but also ask people, take a look at the map in your community. Does it work for you? And if not, we're really open to changing it, because no map is perfect. And if you're just open and flexible about it, we can make adjustments, because in the end, what's most important is that East Texas decide if we want to pull together and create a tourism economy that really builds a future for us. Because if you look at the lakes and the rivers and the museums and Shangri-La, we've just got these remarkable recreational aspects and historical aspects and antique shops and festivals. It's just great. If we tie that all together, I think we can have a very bright future in tourism for East and Southeast Texas, and I'm kind of excited.
It's time to stop keeping it a secret.
Well, it really is. I mean, this is a bold opportunity. I think we need to think bolder in East Texas, and this is something in our backyard that can go to work for us.